Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, going to be a lot of great songs mentioned today. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. There's so much that we look forward to with this press conference. You know, one of the questions is Gabe Kapler still employed by the Phillies? I mean, like John Middleton, has Gabe Kapler been reassigned in the organization? If you remember the press release yesterday, John, it actually said in the second sentence of the press release, Kapler has 1 year remaining on his current contract. I mean, that struck me like they're looking to keep him, or at least give themselves the option to keep him. Maybe they play nice and say, listen, Gabe, we will keep you, but if you want to go elsewhere, we'll certainly not stop you from doing that. But that's my guess of what's happening. I think they're intending to keep him because that sentence, Kapler has 1 year remaining on his current contract. Like, when is that ever said?
I agree with you. It's really weird that that's
Rich,
in there.
Rich Kotite fired. He has 1 year left on his deal. But which, by the way, I don't think he did. I think he was near the end of his deal, if I remember. Because when he was 7-2, the whole thing was he went on the radio and started squawking about a contract and then lost seven straight. Anyway, let's go to the phones. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Billy T in Princeton. Yo, Billy T.
Gentlemen, as always, a great show. I have one question I would love someone to ask.
Let me hear it.
Why is the president and the general manager still employed? What have they done? If you look at their record, it's horrible. You go back and you look at McPhail. He hasn't had any success except way back in the 90s, right? Then you look at this young kid who's reinventing baseball. Are you crazy? Like, what has he done? So that's the question. But something else. What is the technique that they are teaching our hitters? You look at the number one draft pick out in Arizona. He's hitting 200. He was the number one pick a couple years ago. There's one intersection point on an uppercut to a baseball, and it's out in front, and it's up high, and that's it. You've got to keep the barrel of the bat in the zone longer to make contact. We're seeing that now in the playoffs. And, Joey, as far as the Eagles are just rounded into form. They're going to go into Minnesota. And they're going to kick their butt.
Okay, good. I love it. I hope you're right. Billy T, what do you got here? What?
All right. No, I am right. Because this is what happens with a team. They begin to gel. They move forward. You don't want the team gelling in September. Or you want the first steps, you know, September, October, and moving into December.
Yeah, I get your point. No, listen, I think it's a good point. We're all wondering if they'll play better moving forward, and I think they will from those first 3 weeks. I think they already have shown some of that. But I also don't think Minnesota's a slouch, and I think people kind of
I don't think they're a slouch either, Joe.
Yeah.
But look at the quarterback. We've faced him how many times? We know his tendencies. You know, Minnesota's a good ball club, you know, and they're at home. But you know what? We're a better ball club, and I believe in our guys.
Okay. Billy T, what do you got for a song about a person?
Wow, man, I got to tell you something. This is probably a Mount Rushmore. And by the way, the other day you were wrong on your Mount Rushmore with FDR. But you were correct with John Adams.
Yeah, well, it's FDR or Adams. Yeah.
John Adams, I agree. Hey, listen, how about Sweet Caroline?
Great, great one right there. Good stuff, Billy T. Sweet Caroline, if you don't know, a couple years ago, Neil Diamond came out and said that was Caroline Kennedy as the inspiration of that. Let's talk to TR in Winfield. Hey, TR.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, T.R.
Man, I'm just what's up, John? I'm just waiting for this game, man. You know, I think as long as we let the young boy run, what's his name? I forgot his name. The running back,
Jordan Howard or Miles Sanders?
Jordan Howard, yeah. Jordan Howard.
Yeah.
Don't we keep him up and running, man? I don't think he's gonna be able to stop us. Now, and I'm confident in our offensive line. I'm just confident in our team. We're looking better. Look at we're trying to progress and get better and better and better. You know,
yeah.
I'm just worried about the Craig. That's all. You know how they're gonna keep coming at him. Other than that, man, I think we're going back. Are we going there? Okay, real quick. Oh, we go in there like we playing a Super Bowl. That's our field. We won the Super Bowl in there. We ain't going that mentality and win that game.
TR, I'm calling for the Philly special from the 1 yard line in the same end zone.
That's what I'm talking about. I hope they do it. Just a psychological play. That's good. We got to get that play mind game. Yeah, let's do that. That would be good. Good idea. You know.
There you go.
But other than that, man, we're going all the way this year, man. I see it. I hope I'm almost there. I'm 80%. So I don't think nobody's gonna beat us, man.
Well,
to get Deshaun back.
They have a lot of improving to do, and hopefully we'll see that evidenced on the field on Sunday. And if they don't show an uptick in some areas, they're going to lose this game. I mean, Joe's flat out calling for it.
Real quick, John.
I don't think that's like way out of whack either. This is going to be a tough battle. The Vikings, we thought, would be better than what they are. But then I guess you can kind of say the same thing about us.
Yeah, sure.
Right now, it's like which team is going to take that next step? They're both good, but
I think they're both good, but neither currently great. And so often in that case, I just lean toward the team with home field advantage. That's the way I look at it. Really is. TR, what do you got for a song about?
A quick question.
Yeah.
I just want to ask a quick question. John, what caused a center to do with Kelce snap that ball that way? Like, is it being too hyped? What happened at that moment? I'm just curious. I don't understand. Is it being too hyped or timing or something?
You know, he's had problems with that for as long as we've seen him. And we know how smart he is. We know how much he has going on in his head pre-snap where he's, calling out what the look is. He's making calls like, different, letting the guards know what their jobs are and the tackles and trying to communicate. I think with him, sometimes it's just like sensory overload where he's trying to do too much at once. And then the snap is like the last thing on his mind, and it ends up going awry.
To his credit, he's gotten better at it. Because if you go back about 3 and 4 years ago, it was really bad. And he does still fire some fastballs. I think Carson has done a magnificent job of catching fastballs at his shin. But to his credit, they're caught, and at least it's not the ones that are uncatchable. Kelce used to throw uncatchable balls back in the Bradford and Foles days. I mean, seriously, uncatchable.
Yeah, no, it was ugly. It's been ugly. But, yeah, I agree. It's been getting better, Joe.
All right, what do you got, TR, for a song about a person?
Is it okay if I ask what you have so far?
Sure. So far we got You're So Vain, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Layla, Sweet Caroline, Hey Jude, Hit 'Em Up, and Hurricane, and Come On Eileen.
Oh, as the Citrus Coaches song. How about Bad News Brown last year? You were trying to get rid of. How about Bad News Brown?
Bad News Brown. What do we know about that, John? Bad News Brown.
I don't know.
Are we talking Leroy Brown?
Yeah, I was thinking Bad Leroy Brown.
Yeah, maybe. Great Jim Croce song. I don't know. Leroy Brown's a guy, even if he's a fictional guy. He's Leroy Brown. You know what he was, John? You know what he was?
The baddest man in the whole damn town.
Yeah, well done. You got it. You knocked it out of the park. Inside the game, John, with the X's and O's on something Eagles-Vikings related coming up in 5 minutes. Let's talk to Dave in Collegeville. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, just wanted to touch on a couple callers before about John Middleton. He was very successful at what he was doing before he became a proprietary owner here or 51%, but does he really know the game? Is one question that I have had from the start. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't, he really shouldn't get involved. So owners are owners, and most of them, I don't know that they really come from a baseball background.
Well, they don't. I guess the owners that are owners as kids of owner. I mean, the owners that were kids of an owner. Growing up, in theory, are around it more, but also then you run in all sorts of trouble at times with that because, then you get the guy that's, a 10-year-old spoiled rich kid that sometimes that leads to other types of issues. So
exactly. But I guess my point is, in my eyes, the typical owner really shouldn't get involved as much as maybe John is. Okay, so that's my one point. And the second point is McPhail and Klentak. Are they really the right people? I mean, how much success or background baseball do they have? Those two are more important than the owner. Okay.
Well, they are if they're empowered. I mean, if they're not empowered,
well,
then they're not.
So, talking about this, the power should be with the president and GM because they put the club on the field.
Yeah.
Now, the manager is involved, but not nearly as much as the president and GM. So therefore, you know, what did they do for us last year? They picked all these people, I'm talking about pitching because that's our worst problem.
Mm-hmm.
What the people they picked, what did they do? What did they see in them? They all failed. They were terrible.
They were terrible.
In my eyes, they don't have, if they're all analytics, they don't have the baseball sense to pick a good player. Okay, you get my drift.
I get your drift loud and clear.
You need to know baseball people, how they play, their emotions, their background, and nucleus. Nucleus is so important.
I got you, David. Give me a song about a person. Best answer wins the ticket to the boxing match.
Can't help you with that. Just wanted to feed on the Phillies.
You got it, buddy. David, appreciate the phone call, man. People are getting their say in here. People are very passionate. And I get it. I mean, it does feel like the franchise is at a true crossroads. We see this sometimes in Philly sports. The Flyers had one of these last year, right? If you remember, they fired Hextall, and it's like, okay, what's happening here, right? And
well, the Eagles with Chip.
The Eagles absolutely had it with Chip. On a Tuesday night, they fired Chip Kelly. I mean, these things go, you know, they come and go. And every three or four years, you feel like a franchise has one of these. And
it's like a pivot point almost, yeah.
And the thing about the Phillies is they're only doing a half pivot, or if you want to include McPhail, a quarter pivot, or a third pivot, I mean. By the way, John, you know, that caller referred to McPhail as McPhail. I think he just misspoke.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm really curious of this. When the callers call in and they call
McClintack,
is that intentional?
Do they think he's
unintentional?
Same person?
I don't know, because it's not the same guy that does it. We get
a lot of it.
Multiple callers that call Matt Klintak McClintack. And I'm just trying to understand, like.
I don't think it's intentional.
It is a good way to talk about both at the same time. You know, these McClintack up here, these guys, it's not bad.
But maybe the Archimedes, maybe it's a Brangelina. I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to get at. All right, let's get inside the game. As we always on Fridays before a Sunday game go inside the game, John takes us inside the X's and O's, in this case of an Eagles-Vikings matchup. John, what do you got for us?
Everyone is worried about these receivers for the Vikings.
Rightfully so, by the way.
Right. Avante Maddox, we won't have him. Of course, Ronald Darby, we won't have him either. And our cornerbacks have not been good. Sidney Jones is going to give it a go. We don't know if he'll last the game or not.
Right.
And even if he does, he hasn't been good. So they have two big play receivers. The problem is, my assessment is that we can neutralize these guys enough to win this game. Adam Thielen last year had 113 catches, which is crazy.
Incredible.
He's only got 20 this year. He's not happy about that either. Stephon Diggs last year had 9 touchdown catches. He's only got 1 this year. And the reason is they have this newfound prioritization on the run game. Kirk Cousins last year averaged 38 passes a game. This year, 25. That's a major difference.
Yes, it is.
So their MO has changed. They're going to try to run it against us. I think we will stop the run. The problem is we have to balance. If you're Jim Schwartz, you have to balance your deployment of the secondary. You need to keep safeties deep to help our cornerbacks cover these really good wide receivers. And when I say really good, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, they're not speed burners that are going to get behind you per se, but they're really good route runners. And you got a smart quarterback in Kirk Cousins who can get the ball to them when, you know, on time, when they're expecting it. I don't think you're going to want to blitz this guy. Kirk Cousins, historically, he's really smart. He can beat the blitz like an Aaron Rodgers because he recognizes it, gets the ball out to his hot routes, that sort of thing. It's not like he's a great athlete, but he's good enough to move around enough and get the ball out. So that Jets game plan where we just went crazy with the blitz half the time, I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to see a lot of two deep safety looks, or, you know, having a safety over the top of either of these wide receivers to help our cornerbacks. The problem is then you put yourself in a bind stopping the run. But we are good enough up front with guys like Vinnie Curry and Brandon Graham to hold up their end of the bargain, stay in their gaps, stuff the run with aggressive play and just doing the right thing. I believe those guys up front, the D tackles, and I'm including Brandon Graham in this. I think Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox as D tackles will have as much to do with stopping these wide receivers as our cornerbacks do. Because we're not going to blitz, we need to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands or get him to the ground. And I think the path of least resistance is right up the gut. Fletcher Cox, we need you. We need you to materialize with sacks this week. Brandon Graham, we need another 3-sack performance. I know that sounds crazy, but that's the kind of thing we need. And I think it's doable. You know, because the offensive line for the Vikings, they got this rookie Garrett Bradbury playing center. He's given up 13 pressures in the first 5 games, which is really bad. He hasn't been good. Their left guard, Pat Elflin, has been shaky, not special. Their right guard, Josh Klein, has had a foot injury where he didn't practice either Wednesday or Thursday. So right now, they're shaky at best at the center and 2 guard spots. So there's Fletcher Cox. There's Brandon Graham in the nickel. You move him inside. We got to win there. If we win there, we win the game because those cornerbacks won't have to cover as long against great route runners at wide receiver. And Kirk Cousins, while he's smart, I don't think he's the type of quarterback that wins you the close games.
It's Inside the Game. John with the X's and O's. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Wagering on all pro sports in a comfortable atmosphere with great food online at DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, who wins on Sunday? A, the Eagles, or B, the Vikings?
By the way,
you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
By the way, Andrew Sendejo being on this team could pay dividends this week. Think about it.
Schematically,
that. He's a smart player, a veteran. Yeah, he knows these receivers in Thielen and Diggs, knows what they like to do. And he can, you know, impart some wisdom on our young cornerbacks who are out there trying to cover.
You got it. Let's talk to Chuck in South Jersey. Hey. Yo, Chuck.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Chuck.
How you doing? Hold on. Let me take your speaker here.
You got it, Chuck.
There we go.
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to say, first thing, I was at the home opener Flyers. What a game.
Tremendous.
Great game.
Yeah.
They had a thing for Simmers. Simmons, and then they had Fletcher Cox, Avonte Maddox, and I forget who else up in the stands on the screen, and everybody did an Eagles chant. That was pretty cool.
Good. Yep.
As far as Phillies go, Joe, I don't know if this is up your alley or not, but I think they could have kept all 3. If they would have came out and said, we tried a philosophy that didn't work, we put Gabe in a position that he couldn't win. We're going to change our philosophy. Let him just manage the way he would manage. Maybe we handcuffed him too much and see how that goes.
Could have done it. I mean, I don't think it would have been well received, but they could have done that, yes.
And that was the only way they could have probably kept him and not have all this backlash.
Well, where, Chuck, if they were going to do that, that's where a decisive action right after the season would have been a wise approach on that one. Because if Middleton had come out right away, had the back of Kapler and Klintak, really explained why, by the way, I want to be clear. He would have had to really sell a, you know, give you a job here selling it. But if he had effectively done that, in theory, he could have done that. He didn't do that. He waited 10 days. There was an incredible lack of confidence for most fans about the whole situation, and the whole thing spiraled out of control.
Well, the lack of confidence came from him asking everybody what he should do, what they think.
That was part of it. That was part of it, for sure.
You know, yeah. You know, if you're the owner, you got to be, like you say, got to be decisive. This is the way I think. We're going to do it this way.
I agree. Chuck, what do you got for a song about a person?
Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake, about Britney Spears.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that was about her. Did you know that, John?
I did. I thought maybe I heard that.
Wow, interesting. By the way, I have in front of me a poll that we did in the final week of the baseball season. There was just a couple of games left. And we did a poll. What do you expect John Middleton to do after the season? By the way, a Twitter poll question today brought to you by the casino at Deller Park. All right, so we did this. Now, I'm just going to ask you guys, and we did not have a McPhail thing in this particular poll. This was only about Klintak and Kapler. What percentage of people, John and James, do you think got it right? We had four scenarios. They were fire Kapler and Klintak, fire Klintak, keep Kapler, fire Kapler, keep Klintak, keep them both. I'm just curious what you think. I held on to this for a couple of weeks, wanted to see when the result came in. What percentage of fans do you think got it right? Again, this is a prediction poll. What do you think John Middleton will do?
I have no idea.
30%.
36.
25.
Wow.
I was surprised how low it was. I was really surprised. Only 25% of people predicted fire Kapler, keep Klintak. 45% of people expected him to fire them both.
It's crazy.
And he didn't. Yeah. He didn't do it. All right, coming up, this press conference at 1 o'clock today. We'll go inside some of the many questions that need to be asked. And we'll ask everyone to put your, as a teacher would say to you in third grade, put your thinking caps on, boys and girls. I don't even know what that exactly meant, but put your thinking caps on, and we'll take some calls from you about what you think should be asked at the press conference. We'll give you some of our thoughts as we look ahead to a very anticipated press conference, 1 o'clock today on WIP, of Middleton, McPhail, and Klintak. It's all up ahead. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.